It is time for us to check in with Chris DeMakos, the legal corner here on CJD. So, Chris, really interesting story this week. So, RBC, the Canadian bank, deciding to fire its CFO, its chief financial officer, after it was disclosed that the bank was made aware of allegations against her, and then after further investigation found she had violated the bank's code of conduct by having an undisclosed personal relationship with another employee, which led to preferential treatment for that employee. And as a result, both were fired. Now, this is the kind of thing we've seen in the U.S. This has happened a few different times. I wonder, though, in Canada, I'd not remember seeing a story like this. So let's talk about this. What's involved in this country when you get caught in a situation like this? And, well, in this case, two people, both of them were fired. Do they have any recourse?
Right. So it's so important to note, a lot of times people read the headline here and what they take from that is, oh, it's illegal to have a relationship within the office. You're not allowed to have, you know, a romantic relationship with a coworker. And that's false. Okay. Nowhere in Canada does it say it. Is there a law that says it's illegal to have a relationship? What the problem comes is when there's a dynamic there and in the sense that this is someone who was in a position of power, and they had a subordinate, and there was a relationship between those two. Now, it wasn't alleged that the person who had a relationship with felt violated or harassed in any way. It's just that they felt that the bank felt that there was inappropriate advantages and the ethics were breached. So it's important to note, it's not the relationship itself that's illegal. It's what can come from the relationship, whether that be preferential treatment, whether that be advances that someone who's in a position that is lower than their superior probably doesn't feel comfortable refuting. So employers don't like this at all. Some employers go so far as to say we're banning it altogether,
right?
Which is technically not illegal, but most employers say if you have a relationship, you have to disclose. And by not disclosing it, you can those could be grounds for dismissal. I remember a famous case with the head of CNN at that time, I think Jeff Zucker.
Yeah.
That's why he was let go, not because of the relationship, because he didn't disclose that it was there and the company required him to do so.
It does seem kind of weird, though, doesn't it, that you'd have to disclose it? Now, I can imagine two people roughly on the same level position-wise who would not feel any need to disclose it. But to your point, if you're a boss and you're having a relationship with an employee at that point, then, of course, people who begin to notice what's going on and start to see preferential treatment, I guess that's when it first gets brought up.
It's exact. You know, what you just mentioned right now, it's not necessarily the relationship and the two parties that are involved. Employers are concerned about the ripple effect, what that causes in the office,
right,
or in the workplace, because other employees might say, hey, one second here, they got a promotion. It should have been me. And is the reason why they got a promotion just because they have this extra, you know, curricular activity that's going on outside of the office? And so then they start fielding complaints from other employees based on this relationship. So the point of the matter is what employers want is they don't want to have to deal with all of the issues that come up with this. And that's why they're asking people to disclose it. Because if you disclose it, then it's on the table. And then all of your decisions that you're making are going to be viewed and interpreted based on the fact that they know you have a relationship with that person. So again, for people who are asking, I know that's a common question, is it illegal to have a relationship? No, not in itself, but you should be careful about what that carries in terms of additional scrutiny, in terms of what the hierarchy of the company is, and whether you're putting yourself in a position where you might have, if your relationship doesn't go well, you might have someone that says, hey, you know, I wasn't in the right position. This person made advances. I didn't say no, but I wasn't in a position to say no. And then you have to start defending yourself against that. So always, always better off disclosing right from the get-go. And that basically helps you in, for example, in this situation with the bank. Had this thing been disclosed out in the open, it would have been a lot more difficult for the bank to terminate their positions based on the fact that they knew ahead of time that I was there. And the decisions that were made for promotions would have already been reviewed having that on the table. And that's where most of the problems come, when they don't disclose.
Yeah. So I have a question. The bank made this decision, they said, after an investigation, this is what they determined. If you're either of these two people, right, Do you at this point say away to yourself, yes, clearly we had a relationship, but no, there was no preferential treatment, at least not from their perspective, and they're going to fight this dismissal. Is that even worthwhile at this point?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be worthwhile. I think there's a reason why the public and the media got wind of this. There's some, for some reason, the bank felt the need to release this info, because it could have been done very, very secretly. They could have had this conversation and terminated the CFO without,
right,
you know,
internally
having it been, yeah, exactly. So I think there's, I think they're trying to achieve something here, and what they're trying to achieve is basically saying, hey, we are trying to be completely transparent on the up and up, and if anything happens here that's not 100% within what we believe is sound judgment, then we're gonna make an example out of them. But to your question, yes, you 100% have the right, first of all, to contest, and you can bring all the arguments that would come with contesting something like this. And usually what happens is both parties start meeting together in private with their lawyers, and more often than not, a deal is struck between both parties, because it's never 100%. You know, one of the things with employment law is it deals with people and facts and interpretations, and it's not cut and dry. It's not like corporate where you have paperwork and deadlines. So in those cases, usually, both parties want to evaluate the risk, and they often come to settlement. So do I believe they're going to walk away with nothing? Probably not. They're probably going to contest this, and they're going to probably have their lawyers come up with reasons why they shouldn't have been let go, maybe should have been suspended, maybe should have had something much lesser in severity.
Right.
And then they'll take it from there.
All right, let me move on while we still have a minute or so. A story that I came across, this headline that I sent you, which I thought was fascinating. So there's a new poll that shows that almost half of all white-collar workers would quit if asked to work in the office more. This is still a story, Chris, we're seeing all the time. Employers saying, I need you to come in more. And now you have employees, and I know we've talked about who has sort of the power here. What do you do in a situation like this? Can you, as that white-collar worker, if you're coming, but you're being asked to come back more, what sort of pushback do you have here? I mean, threatening to quit, that seems like all in.
Right. And what's going on now is one of the main reasons why this is happening is because the employers, the companies themselves, were not equipped. You know, working remote, working hybrid from home was thrust upon everybody for COVID. And what they realized was they were not prepared for it. They don't have the monitoring that they want and being able to evaluate how productive employees are. And what they're saying is, you know what, come back to the office. Let's get things back to the way they were before. We just don't want to deal with this right now. And employers are saying, hey, one second, I work better from home. I like what this represents. And if not fully remote, well, then give me at least a couple of days where I can come in the office and the other two or three where I can stay home.
Right.
And this is going to be, it's not something that has been tested in the courts often, but there's no question that an employer has the right to have you come back to work unless circumstances with your employment are specific to the point where there was a change made to your contract, and they said, here's your new contract. You're going to be working from home for 2 days or 3 days or whatever the case may be. So what employers have right now, employees have in terms of leverage, it's not the greatest. The market right now, the labor market, unemployment's up. Companies are shedding workforces. So it's not the greatest situation for employees. It's not like it was 2 or 3 years ago. But what employees have to do with their employer is be transparent and say, listen, What's the concern here? Why do I have to be here 5 days instead of three? You let me know exactly what you're trying to change. What are you trying to benefit from bringing me in for those extra 2 days? More often than not, they're going to say, well, we feel you're going to be more productive. And that's where the employee has to, you know, generate why they believe that's not
right.
True. So what I would say is if you want to maintain what you have now, you have to have a conversation with your employer and let them bring up to you what the reason is behind that. Is it because everyone else is doing it? Is it because they're concerned about productivity? You have to be able to address that head on, because if not, you're just going to have employees that are going to be telling themselves, you know, in secret, oh, man, if they force me, I'm just going to go somewhere else. Yeah. But it might just be the exact same scenario there as well.
All right. Chris, appreciate it as always. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Aaron.